Well, usually it's the rap crunch time, but we're not going to let a Friday get away where we don't sneak these clowns in. It's the Tool Shed, where we do the acronym things, SMH, we ask WTF, and on and on. But before we roll out our nominees, we call on the landlord to open for today the rare Sports Talk Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
I've got four. Let's begin with KNBR and Barstool show host Patrick Connor. This is the Dipwad, and I guess we need an update. The former KNBR and Barstool show host, because dumbass lost his job. He's the creepy older guy who offered the following commentary on U.S. gold medalist, the border, Chloe Kim. Her 18th birthday is April 23rd. The countdown is on, baby. That's what I like about them high school girls. She's fine as hell, and if she was 18, you wouldn't be ashamed to say she's a hot little piece of... Oy vey. The next day, by the way, the next day, host and former MLB pitcher Dallas Braden chastised him. Why he didn't do it immediately is a little beyond me, because he's heard laughing during the original idiocy. But hey, thanks for doing your part to elevate the industry, guys, especially in 2018. Well done. So while the name is not available, I'm going to go with Sleazeball Prairie View A&M Coach. So a female on campus went to him for help after being sexually assaulted on campus. And naturally, he stepped in, he stopped, he did what was right and alerted the police. No, of course not. That's not what he did. Because instead, he ended up buying the accused athlete a plane ticket out of the state before he could be arrested. A federal lawsuit's been filed. She was taken for a sexual assault exam, then confided to the coach, identified her assailant, and the coach allegedly told her multiple times, "Don't alert your parents," and then lied about where the guy was. The coach left his position, but let everybody know she was the reason he left, created a hostile environment, the university misinformed her of her rights, discouraged her from taking further action. And I'm telling you, until somebody like Art Briles or garbage like this spends real hard time in jail, don't expect this culture of jock sniffing to change. And by the way, see who started today for Oregon State's baseball team. To a radio and TV host, Laura Ingraham, we nominate. Yeah, it was a "What are you doing? You got me there." So she goes on her show to tell LeBron James to shut his mouth when it comes to criticizing the current administration, or as she so eloquently put it, shut up and dribble. She also incorrectly stated he left high school a year early. Yeah, in 2018, somebody's still playing stick to sports, because that's what J.J. Watt should have done. Or you know what? LeBron James should absolutely never stick to sports. You know why? Due to spending $41 million to send 1,100 underprivileged kids to college. His foundation recently broke ground on a new school. And here's a new one. Like me, you, and Ingraham, we're represented by two senators, representatives in Congress, and that thing they concocted and ratified in June of 1788, the Constitution. And don't forget, in 2008, remember Joe the plumber who was a criticized candidate Obama? Well, she had him on her show. And you know what she didn't say? Stick to pipes. And bless the Long brothers, Kyle and Chris, who mocked today and said, "Yeah, but Kid Rock, Ted Nugent, and Kurt Schilling are worthy political commentators." LOL. And finally, Detroit Tiger slugger Miguel Cabrera. You know how they say you should practice birth control? This dude needs to get good at it. You can't find better drama on Telemundo. He's now in a legal battle with his ex-mistress over what she's entitled to over their two kids. And now his wife has joined the negotiations because the mistress is mad she's only getting $15,000 a month in child support. Plus, she's getting a vacation to go visit her dad in Venezuela, $3,000 per month, a new Range Rover, a $5,000 Disney cruise, and two $5,000 birthday parties.
Wow!
This is not the best part. Cabrera doesn't even dispute he owes the support or have a problem paying. He's trying to show his wife he's willing to cut back down to slow her divorce proceedings. And the quote from the lawyer, folks, this is the best. The kids should not be penalized because their father's wife is angry. He chose to have a relationship with their mother. And now the mistress says, well, now I want $100,000 a month based on your $30 million annual salary. Folks, welcome to As the Philanderer Turns.
I'm exhausted.
That is all documented. I read through it, and I am inducting our first real non-sports person, Laura Ingram. You are in the Sports Talk tool shed as we bring back our proprietor to close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.